Get your day started right. This is BLC Breakfast with Gulam Fakir and Sabiro Sheikh Yasser. Only on the Voice of the Cape.
So in the next part of the discussion, we were alerted over the weekend. BLC Breakfast was made aware of some of the travel operators that have still not reimbursed their Mohammedans since March last year. This comes obviously as COVID-19 pandemic halted tourist programs to travel to respective destinations. And according to the listener, there were penalties imposed when some of the monies were reimbursed, but they were contacted. But when they contacted the airlines confirmed that no penalties were imposed on their side. So where did that extra 12,000 or 10,000 rand go? Well, just to give us a general update with regards to a scenario like this and the way forward, Santoa chairperson, Mr. Siddiq Steenkamp, he joins us online. Mr. Steenkamp, assalamu alaikum. Shukran so much for joining us on Breakfast 91.3 FM.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for having me on the program.
It's only a pleasure. Mr. Steenkamp, let's kick off the discussion with regards to the latest developments with regards to the reimbursements of the Mohammedan. Let's talk about that.
Yes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me first say to you that there are airlines that are holding back certain taxes. Certain airport taxes are being held back, and certain other taxes that's been paid over are held back by airlines. And also, you know, there are different airlines that have got different rules, so there are administration fees that's also been held back. So, I mean, generally, that is what's happening at the moment. I mean, it's not a South African phenomenon. It's something that everybody in the world experiences in the travel industry, and it's not only for Hajj and Umrah. It's also in the general, travel industry. I think it's important that our listeners must understand that point.
And I'm glad that you're actually clarifying that. But in terms of the admin fee or the whatever fee that they are withholding back, the tax and so forth, could it be to the tune of about, what, 12,000 rand?
Not at all. I mean, it depends on what you're talking. I mean, you know, if you talk about fees per ticket, you know, generally it's in the hundreds of rands and not thousands.
Okay, great. So I'm going to be forwarding this person's details. Well, I'll forward the person's details to you, and then he can speak to you guys further about this. But now, if we were to look at some of the penalties that were imposed from the airlines, you spoke about that. You spoke about the tax. You spoke about, you know, some of the admin fees that is associated with it. You also made a very good point of saying that this is not just within the Umrah or the Hajj industry. It's for everybody that has, been scheduled to travel. Now, if we were to look at some of the scenarios, I mean, at this point in time, what is the latest with regards to the reimbursements of it? Was everybody reimbursed, or are there still some outstanding payouts?
No, everybody wasn't reimbursed. Let me just maybe be clear on that. In terms of Umrah, and you talk about March Umrah, there are hotels, certain of the 4 and 5 star hotels within the kingdom that hasn't given any monies back, but they've given credits, and that's what's been given to the Hujjaj. They are promising us when the season opens, we can use the credit, and when inshallah cash flow comes through the system, that's when monies can be refunded or the credit can be used. So that is the first thing, and that is what Mu'tamirin are being told at the moment. It's unfortunate at this stage that I say not only us in South Africa has got this problem, but it's a worldwide thing. So that is the first thing. There are certain airlines that has not refunded to. They've given an extension on the ticket or credit on the ticket. And there are also certain suppliers, consortiums here in South Africa that's waiting on certain airlines to refund. So they haven't refunded their local travel agent as well. So there's sort of three scenarios that we are looking at the moment. I mean, of course, you know, travel agents hasn't been working for the last year and a half. So if there are any administrative work to do, generally there is a small admin fee that is being charged at the moment.
Mm. What is the way forward, Mr. Steenkamp? You know, if anybody has experienced issues over the last couple of months or so, you know, is there a contact number that they can call for the matter to be escalated and so forth?
From our membership, we've got 25 member companies. You know, I've heard from about 7 of our companies, of our members, that there are some amounts outstanding, and they can contact Satoa anytime if there are any issues or any major issues that we can try and resolve. You know, our members are willing and committed to helping our Mohammedan. But inshallah, from our point of view, from an organizational point of view, we want to make sure that fairness and everything that goes with that exists so that we will help Mo Tamirin and Hujaz as far as possible to make sure that, you know, the refund is fair and that, that there is constant discussion with Mu'tamirin and Hujaz to ensure that people understand where we are in the process.
Now, I mean, I've just received a message from 7797. It says, Alhamdulillah, with our Umrah cancellation, no airline fees were taken or penalties and so forth. But what was very interesting is that the agency we booked with took an administration fee to the value of 3,500 rand. Does this sound right?
I'm not sure, you know, I cannot comment on that, on the amount of the fee that's being charged, but generally people who charge you actually a small fee per person, you know, it might be a big group or something, or small, you know, a number of people, so from that point of view, a person will have to look at the detail, and the person is welcome to send us, you know, the information so that we can look into it, inshallah.
How do they get hold of you, Mr. Steenkamp?
Okay, you can get hold of me on, you know, I'll, in fact, what I'll do is that I will WhatsApp the numbers to Lushay and the contact details, and then you can take it from there, inshallah.
Fantastic. I'll get my producer to be in contact with you. Just as a point of departure from 3943, also want to thank you and the team, Sadiq Steenkamp, that they've got all their money back, alhamdulillah, and shukran for the assistance. That's a message that also came through from 3943. So, Mr. Steenkamp, shukran so much for your time this morning on Breakfast 91.3 FM.